thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Great Lord and Savior, we marvel in awe at the unfathomable grace and fantastic promises that you provide for us, the unworthy. We confess that we were once by nature children of wrath, sons of disobedience, just like the rest of mankind. We were dead in our sins and trespasses, walking according to the satanic course of this world. As we look out into the world today, and as we see greed, malice, foolishness, deception, and hatred, as we see the unhinged flailings of deranged madmen who consider themselves wise in their own eyes, as we see the ungrateful contempt of the undeserving privilege, we see nothing but a reflection of who we once were before your deliverance. We were once held captive by the overwhelming necessity of fulfilling the lusts of our flesh, the lust for applause, for glory, for vanity. But while we were dead in trespasses, because of the great love with which you loved us, you made us alive together with Christ. We were self-condemned, refusing to follow the light that had come into the world because we loved darkness, fearing lest our evil deeds be exposed. Yet by grace we have been saved, by your unmerited grace alone. You made us alive, that we might do the truth, and therefore come to the light to present back to you the deeds that we can only do in Christ, those good works which you prepare beforehand that we should walk in them. We pray that you would grant wisdom and grace to our little congregation as we discern the best way to fulfill those good works corporately at our upcoming annual business meeting. We also pray for those whom you have given particularly daunting tasks individually. We pray for Alan in his continued recovery from his stroke, and for Teresita's sister Ada in her recovery from her brain bleed. We also pray for the health and wellness of Joan Simard and Jerry's mom, Dolores. And we raise our lamentation for Elaine and her desire but inability to visit Gladys. Lord, although you prepare all our good works beforehand by your loving hand, we confess that even after your deliverance, we respond too often like the Israelites. When things don't go our way, when our external circumstances seem grim, our soul becomes discouraged. After you delivered them from Egypt, on the very road to the Promised Land, they charged you with bringing them into the wilderness to die from lack of food and water, even though you rained bread from heaven daily. Following in their presumptuous footsteps, we likewise find ourselves discouraged on our road to the Promised Land, even after our deliverance from eternal death. In our darker broodings, we sometimes even murmur about the wasteland of American culture, prophesying the death of your church due to our lack of power and appeal. All the while, you daily rain promises from your word and sacraments that are living and active, which will not return to you void. You save us by grace through a faith that is not of ourselves, so that all is a gift and we have no ground of boasting. But we respond like a thankless, slanderous princess. Perhaps the present cultural and political situation is our fiery serpent, sent to discipline us for our ungratefulness. Should that be the case, we pray that you would heal your church by turning her to behold her own bronze serpent, the Son of Man, who was lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Heal our discontent by turning us to your great love, a love so unfathomable that despite all our grumbling and blasphemy, you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, being raised up to sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come you might show us the exceeding riches of your grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. We pray you would heal your church by turning us with unveiled face to behold the glory of Christ, and thereby to be transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Looking in faith to that glory of the Son, for the honor of the Father, and by the power of the Spirit, we now rise today and pray the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Amen.
Christ be upon you as we are seated. Blessed chosen ones we are, having the living bread from heaven come to us. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Father God, our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. But you have given us the true bread from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Evermore, Lord, give us this bread, we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
I shall.
give thanks for the life of Christ, the blood of Christ poured out for us. Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant that we who have received the sacrament of his body and blood may abide in him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen. Benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.